welcome to the show. It's the best podcast that we know. We are glad to have you here. Let our voices massage your ears. It's free and it's online. It's an hour of your time. So welcome to the Brother Stream Show. Welcome to the Brother Stream Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Brother Streep Show. I'm Simon Streep.
I'm Dale Streep.
I'm Andrew.
And today we are recording this earlier than we normally record.
Yep.
It's normally at night when we're recording and it's cold, it's dark, the sun's gone away.
I don't even know if we actually are in the same room at some stage, if we forget to turn the light on. I get scared because I'm scared of the dark.
That's true.
Simon takes off his pants.
That's why I'm scared of the dark. Yeah. Too many years being in the dark near Simon.
But tonight... Or today, rather, we're recording in broad daylight on Youth Day, which is quite exciting.
I'm literally in the sun.
You're in the sun.
I'm baking. I'm getting a tan on the one side.
And it's winter.
Yeah.
Do you think if we put an egg on your head, we'll do the comedy thing where it just boils on the head?
That'd be good. I don't want to try it. I did notice that you have a comedy egg in your kitchen.
I do have a comedy egg. I have an egg, a rubber egg, that I bought a while back. I can't remember where I bought it from. I remember getting...
Crazy store, maybe?
Yeah. I remember getting some judgmental looks from Christine. So why are you buying this rubber egg? But it is great because it confuses our domestic worker, which is fun. She often tries to fry it up in the morning.
No.
And it also, what's nice about it is it confuses my friends. I'll be sitting...
Why would he buy this? That's confusing.
Yeah. I'll be standing in the kitchen. I'll be like, hey, do you want an egg? And I'll just throw them an egg. Like, whoa, what you doing? That's madness. And it's rubber and we all have a laugh.
Yeah.
So it's good.
I think you'd have a bigger laugh if it was real. Cracked all over them.
We'll definitely have a bigger mess.
To wipe up a cracked egg that's kind of... I don't know what situation it is that it doesn't end up in the pan, but you crack an egg. Or I guess you just... put an egg down and it rolls off the counter, cracks on the floor, and you think, I'm going to have to wipe that up like any other mess. But nay, it's way worse than usual mess because it's all kind of clings to itself. So you have to get the entire thing up in one or nothing at all.
It tries to slide away from you.
Yeah.
It's like the Roadrunner, really, if anything. What I don't like is that people go, oh no, this is as easy as frying an egg. But frying an egg is actually quite difficult.
Yeah.
Like in theory, it's quite easy. But I've often have it where you just sort of, you crack the egg and
I've seen some real atrocious egg frying by you in our past.
It's true. No, I'm not that great at it. And yes, at the end of the day, I still have a fried egg.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not necessarily visually pleasing.
My personal favorite was the time you cracked an egg against the side of the tray, pan, and the egg itself went under the pan instead of into the pan. That was pretty amazing.
Wow.
That was something special to see.
It's quite tough in life.
Do you guys, what would you call the thing that you use, the implement, to turn the egg around, etc.?
The spatula.
Yes, so would I. But I've been since told that the spatula is that like kind of blade, that rubber blade on a stick that you use to like get cream out of bowls when you're baking, etc.
The property is also called a spatula.
And that's a spatula. And what we're talking about is actually called an egg lift.
What?
So, you know, write in if you think the thing you use with eggs is a spatula or an egg lift. I still call it the spatula.
Well, we know that one of our listeners, Nick, works at Yuppie Chef. So if anything, he should be able to tweet in and say which one it is.
Because I was actually looking for an egg lift, or as I would call it, a spatula. What a dumbass. this morning at two different shops, and it's almost like they don't exist anymore.
No, that can't be.
It can be. It was.
Well, I think we have two, so you're welcome to borrow one of our ones.
It's going to be a long-term borrow. I'm planning on cooking more than one egg going forward.
The problem is when you get the weak spatula or egg flip, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We've had a couple of times where the spatula has just melted as you've been using it and frying your egg.
That is bad.
You start looking like, am I burning the egg? Cause it's getting a bit black. It's like, no, that's just plastic.
Is that because you're cooking it on kind of molten lava?
Yeah, well,
have you got that new induction molten lava pan?
It gives you the best eggs.
it's a solid rock that stays in your cupboard, but when you put it on heat, it turns into molten lava.
You got to be careful with it, though, because what happens is you kind of, it melts away until you're just using your hand to stir whatever's in the pot.
I have no time for a weak spatula because spatulas in my house also double for ice picks when you're trying to defrost the freezer section of your fridge.
Totally.
And you can't be bothered to wait the 4 hours it takes to, you know, actually for it to defrost properly. So
that's
you just start hacking
process.
At it. Yeah.
I've used a wooden spoon before, but then the spoon itself becomes...
Was the fridge misbehaving or something?
Yeah. And I smacked it on it. I leant the fridge over my knee. And you kind of hack at the ice with that, but then the wooden spoon just gets soggy and starts chipping.
Yeah.
And then I remember my mom's fridge had a plastic kind of spanner that came with it for purpose. Yes.
That's quite handy.
It was like shaped like a spanner, but it was plastic, so it wouldn't work as an actual spanner, but it was good for smacking things with.
No, it's for that thing's for the feet of the fridge, I think.
Oh, you just turn it with that.
Yeah.
I've been using my fingers all along.
Right.
Like an idiot.
Yeah.
There's also the splash of hot water you can do. You just kind of throw pots of hot water in.
Does that help turn the legs?
That defrosts. Yeah.
I know, but there's something really satisfying about ice picking your way through a cave.
But you, I mean, that's not exactly what you're doing.
It is kind of what you're doing.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, well, why aren't you using yours?
Because I've got a job to do here. I've got no time to wander off into dreamland.
I think that's the fastest way of doing it.
Do you wear a harness when you defrost your fridge?
Small one.
Okay.
I quite like melting the ice afterwards. Like running it under the hot tap and watching it sort
that's
of disappear.
You've got time to do that, do you?
It's the small joys in life, Andrew. Thank you very much.
That's like those time-lapse things you see in BBC Earth. You get to do it right in front of your very eyes. It's a miracle, really.
I had an awkward thing happen this week. It's bathroom related again, but don't worry.
There we go.
It's nothing too gross.
These are the reviews we post.
We'd all know the story that recently I ended up on the second floor bathroom and I met Andrew outside outside his office, and he was scorning me for having gone to his bathroom. Mm. Why is my bathroom not good enough? And
I was just suspicious.
I tried to explain that I was on my way to see him anyway, so it made sense to kind of kill two birds with one poo. So, but this time what happened?
That's a terrible image.
This time what happened is during the week, I try to go to my bathroom on our lovely first floor, and it's the first time this has ever happened to me, actually ever happened to me in the context of going into a bathroom. Kind of went to go push the bathroom door open, not the cubicle door, the bathroom door open, and it just pushed back.
What?
It's like, that's a bit strange. There's obviously someone, maybe they're standing quite close to the door.
So full is the bathroom. There's literally no room to get anyone else in.
So thick is the stench in the air.
That stench does feel thick. It feels like physical.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought, okay, maybe this person is just standing slightly in front of the door. Yeah. That's quite possible.
And by now they've moved.
Yeah, by now they've moved. Push again. Well, once again, it just comes back at me.
I tell you what if they're in the cubicle and the bathroom door isn't working and they've got a system of bags that they're putting out so that they can push against with their feet?
Well, I hope it was something as innocent as that. So I had to end up going on the second floor, and I was so nervous now having to go up to Andrew's bathroom for the fear of judgment that was going to come out of his eyes if he saw me.
This is exactly what I wanted.
You've achieved it.
I'd obviously been sitting in the gotten one of his cronies to sit in the first floor bathroom to push the door back just to create a situation where you could judge me.
I had a interesting thing today, actually. Longtime friend and listener to the podcast, Ali Mellon, showed up in Cape Town.
Ooh.
Yeah. And her folks live very close to where I now live in my new flat. She's like, come check out my flat. That'll be cool. So she comes over and I'm like kind of explaining a little bit about the flat and realizing that everything I say she really knows because of the podcast. And it's that weird thing where I suddenly have no news to tell people because all my best news comes out on the podcast if they listen. So I'm like, the new flat, the bathroom, the toilet's a bit close to the walls. Yeah, I've heard about that.
She wasn't polite enough to not say she had heard it. She didn't let you just do...
No. It was totally I know that. And then
That's a bold move.
And then we went
off
somewhere else and I said, please excuse my car. It's a disaster. Yeah. The front's been dinged. She's like, I remember. you drove into the back of that one guy.
when someone tells you a story that you've heard before, do you call them out on it or do you let them say it?
Depends
on
the person. I think they want to know that they're doing that if that's like a problem on their side.
Because I have certain family members, I won't say who, that, and I think it's because the frequency of which I see them isn't as often as I see other people.
Yeah.
But we'll pretty much hear the same story.
We've heard this one, Simon.
I will hear the same story every time. And it just feels rude to go, no, I know this. Except last time it happened at a different place, so please get your facts straight.
What you don't want is them to tell it, and you know it, and you know all the facts, but suddenly you realize they've changed the fact to make the story better. And you're like, hold on. Can I just interrupt? I was there the first 100 times the story got told.
I guess it also depends on, because some people do tell the same story over and over again. And I guess it depends on how long the story is and how much time you're willing to give. Because you're like, if this is a short story,
Genesis, then maybe not.
You know what's fantastic about what you just said is it totally ties in with something else I wanted to say that combines longtime listener and good friend Ali Mellon and Genesis. Andrew, you're on the hot seat now.
Yeah.
It was brought up to me that last week when I, for some reason, decided to show off that I could say A, B, C, D, E, F, G, G, F, E, D, C, B, A, that this longtime listener was biting her nails waiting for you to say, well, I can say all the Bible names forward and backwards.
Not
because
backwards.
This is some kind of skill that you had.
That can't be true.
And I'm saying now, if this is the case, this is definitely going to have to be something that you
do now
for us.
Literally do now.
And for her, because she was very disappointed that the conversation didn't naturally lead to this thing assumed.
Okay, well, I've got a Bible here.
I didn't want to show off like Dylan with his A, B, C, D.
Let's be honest. Right. Your thing sounds slightly more impressive.
Yeah, you can hear the Bible here.
Okay. Not
proof.
Oh, that's quite a good book, isn't it?
I can confirm.
So let's go.
So I think I can still do it, but sometimes if
has
there's
she
like
made,
if
has
there's
she
like
made
doubles
the
of books
that it was backwards. There was
I did.
She's
start,
obviously told the story too many times.
I started
times.
Learning it backwards, and then I just realized that this was a waste of my time.
Did you get to that when you went through Revelation?
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, well, here we go.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalm, probably Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Isaiah, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, Peter, John, Revelation.
Whoa, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's like, almost like the second part, there's like what? 1 and 2 Peter or something. And
but, do you know what's, but I just you know what's really funny that reminds me of? Is like a lot of people who listen to Blink 182 in the early 2000s
will often
go, will you come to the party with me? And they like all pride themselves on being able to do that. And you've got the Bible version. That's so good.
This will get me lots of...
This man deserves a prize.
But
lots
you know,
of youth
but you
group
know,
chicks.
That's a song. It's a song that you learn. And
yeah, but not like that, really.
Not that
you've
fast.
You sped it up slightly. I mean, Hugh is going to struggle to have heard all the things you said.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, Ali, if you are listening, I hope you're happy that's been remedied.
It's a pleasure.
So speaking of church-based things, this happened and was quite fun. I think you guys will like this story. So our church runs a bit of a pre-marriage course for people that are about to get married and kind of explain certain things. Like someone will do a talk on finances. Like, how do you do that as a couple? How do you get your mind around that? And all sorts of things. And recently, Christine and I, we did the sex talk, which was quite fun. And there was like a hotline where you could text in a question if you had any question that you wanted to text in. So I have these questions because it was my number that was sent in.
Are you qualified to do this purely on the fact that you are married?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Qualifications beyond that aren't really there. I'm definitely not an expert or a sexpert, as we say in the industry. All right. So we get this message and it says this, and I'm sure they won't mind me sharing. It says, by the way, younger viewers, you might want to put your fingers in your ears for the next 2 minutes. Okay, the text goes like this. I've heard sex can be painful. What do we do if it's sore for her and doesn't work well? Now, that's a
very sensitive question.
Yeah, it's a good question
Assume
to
it's
ask.
It's been asked by the male.
It has been asked by a male. So now that's a good question. Now, what we found out is that this question was actually asked by someone we knew, one of the leaders of this course, that just thought it would be a good thing to cover for those that might not know it. So they had texted it to me. But after he had sent this, he went up to me and said like, hey, Si, it's weird you didn't get my text the first time. Like, I sent it to you via WhatsApp. I was like, well, sorry, it didn't come through for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kind of ended up in my normal text messages. Anyway, time passes, and on I think it was the next day, I get this lovely message from him, and it goes like this. Just realized why you didn't get my WhatsApp. I sent it to the wrong Simon.
Oh, no.
How am I how am I supposed to explain that message to the head of e-commerce at Fashini?
That's incredible.
This is the guy that has two kids, like has been married for a while.
Oh my word.
And now has to try and talk his way out of that situation.
There's literally no talking out of it.
No.
Anything you say will sound like a made up excuse. It's so it's so out of the way of like normal explanation anyway, the real truth. I was asking on behalf of a bunch of people who might have wanted to know. It just sounds terrible.
It's like sure thing.
Oh shame. That's very funny. So what did you say?
You'll have
did
to
he reply.
So, do you wanna come around and chat?
I wish you had. Have you guys had any texts that you've sent to the wrong person before with interesting results?
I can't think of any. I mean, there must have been some in like early high school when you get your first phone, although then you have very few contacts, so it's hard to mistake them. What I did find the other day, because I've got not the greatest phone and it seems to not want to update any apps because I constantly have no space.
Yeah.
And I found that I've got SMS threads, like normal SMSs that span from like 2003. Just of random things. So I was going through them from the bottom and just removing these
threads. It's like your very own Facebook really memories.
Yeah, totally. Except I worry about deleting like, you know, yours, for example, Simon, because you might have things in there that matter. So then we've got this like 4-year-long message thread that I, unless I write it out by hand, like people used to do in high school, write out your favorite text.
Haven't been writing our conversations up by hand?
No, but I do read them nightly.
You used to write out texts in a book.
You remember when you had a 3310 and it could only store 15 texts?
No, to be fair, Dill might have done this. Most guys didn't. This was very much, but it was very much a woman thing.
I did
thing.
Not do this.
Did you have long-term girlfriends in grade 8 and 9?
No, I didn't.
Because I had to keep these texts. They were very, very important to me at the time.
I was too busy learning the Bible. And you asked me if I had a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's true. I assume that that skill alone is what wooed Claire. Anyway, so I was going back through some old things and I just saw breast. That's interesting. And I looked at it and obviously it was one of these things, text breast to this number to donate to like... breast exam money or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be a funny one to have sent to the wrong person. It was capital letters too. Because the ad obviously had it in caps. So I thought you had to.
I don't often send texts to the wrong people, but I do have this very unfortunate habit, and normally I catch it, of if I am saying like a fairly emphatic statement, especially if it's in like the negative, like I do not want to do that, or I am not upset with you, or I am that kind of a thing, I tend to always forget the not. Ends up meaning completely
I've got
opposite
a great
to what
one
I've
of those.
Said.
I don't know if he listens, but we've mentioned him 100 times, Richard Bolland. So he sent out a text after I had an accident in a pool where I basically drowned for a couple minutes and was thankfully brought back to life.
Yes.
Sent out a text to a bunch of friends that said, all okay, has brain damage or something. Like, people saw this text and they were like, what?
What does he mean, all's okay?
And obviously then confronted him afterwards and he was like, oh man, I meant to say has no brain damage. He's like, that's quite a crucial time to leave out the negative word in there.
Well, I'm glad it was him and not me, because that's normally the thing I would do. I've also heard this.
That was funny.
This wasn't me, but talking about texts going the wrong place. Friends of ours, the one husband was going to go get the snip because they had the chat and they didn't want to have any more kids.
Sure.
But he was aware that it's apparently a good thing to shave the scrotal area if you're going to go in for that op.
Okay.
And so he wanted to text his wife.
I love Andrew's face when you bring up things.
Do we need to
like,
R18 this podcast?
Past the limit. No, last 16. Time when you asked about racial explicit. Stereotypes, Andrew just like staring down at his feet. Where is that?
Have I ever let you down before?
Right, just comments. Trust him.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway, so this person he knew a friend that had done it, so I was going to text.
So he texted you. Is it best to shave your scrotum?
So he texted one of his other guy friends about, what is the best way to shave my scrotum. And he also did not send it to the right person.
Oh, no.
Sent it to this lovely, sweet woman that works at the church that I go to. And was like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm
Simon.
I don't know if I'm the best person to answer this question.
I think that's when you call Phone Hack. Like, if you've done that, you're like, oh, sorry, my friend got hold of my phone. It wasn't me.
Definitely. Are you guys allergic to anything?
I'm slightly allergic to milk.
That's not allergic. That's intolerant. That's the only one that's intolerant.
Well, I'm slightly intolerant towards milk.
Okay. How does it manifest?
Just...
I've seen you drink milk.
Yeah, it's just like sniffy noses and like it's that kind of thing. It's nothing. It looks the same kind of thing that hay fever gives me, I guess.
So you're also allergic to pollen then?
Intolerant, you could have
started with that one. Hay intolerant.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew, anything?
No, dust on certain pets.
Certain dust. Pets?
Yeah, because... well, maybe it's just I build certain immunity.
Surely that's certain species.
Yeah, cats and dogs.
But that's most pets.
I think it's mainly cats.
It's like, I'm not allergic to people who have tortoises. That's chilled.
Okay, cats then, I think I'm allergic to cats.
So the worst thing for you is like a dusty cat.
Oh, man. I'm out.
I can tell you something. Apparently with cats...
Not like badly allergic. Just I need to take a
texter. I know what you're going to say now, and you've said this on the podcast before.
But with cats, you're allergic to...
This is your favorite fact.
This is one of my favorite facts.
Hey, everyone. Simon's about to be smart.
You're allergic to the saliva that cats have, not actually the fur.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. This is what Andrew said last time.
Because I've said this with everyone.
We need to find this snippet. It's like the exact same thing. It's like you pulled out an old Chappie's paper.
Fine. Okay, I'll tell you a fact you didn't know, because it's not true.
Yeah.
Do you know when it comes to cats, everyone's allergic to their paws?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, no, I don't.
So I'm not really allergic to anything, but I have a sneaking suspicion that I am actually allergic to garlic.
Garlic?
Garlic.
Shame.
Yeah.
That's a horrible thing to be allergic to. What makes you think that?
Are
you a vampire?
Basically, yeah. I went to
my average sucking blood
to
night.
My blood bank the other night. Count Chocula something. Wouldn't it be weird if they did those voices in Twilight? Do you think girls would have been as into
it? Bella.
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 Look at me glistening in the sun.
He just wouldn't have been as attractive. So I went for a pizza in the area, and I thought, this is going to be good because it says quality Italian under the name.
Okay.
So it's got to be good.
Yeah.
We started with... Oh, the whole experience was actually a bit of a disaster, but it ends
maybe because they didn't
story.
Specify the quality. It could be bad quality.
Yeah, there's something rubbed out.
If it's just quality, yeah.
Walked in, hadn't booked, said, haven't booked, but I've walked in.
Yeah.
So 50% there.
Is there anything for me? And they went, yeah, you can go down to that corner over there. It's outside and it's quite cold, but there's a fire.
Yeah.
They just lit the fire, so it was going to be about 3 hours before it was warm. But anyway, so we went down to this table, and a guy came and took away this bottle that had a little kind of trendy chalkboard sticking out of it with names on it and a time. And I said, oh, by the way, that's not us. But the guy said we could sit here. He's like, oh, who said you could sit here? I'm like, I don't know. A guy, he was wearing a jersey. Okay. So he went to try to find the guy. Meanwhile, so-and-so, the Johnsons, whose bottle it was, arrive. So they're like...
What are you doing here?
Quite loudly saying to somebody, we specifically asked to be by the fire. So I'm like, okay, that's fair because we didn't, you know, we didn't...
Book.
And I'd also sat in a puddle, so my left ass cheek was all wet and uncomfortable. So I was like quite happy to move at this stage.
And you'd probably done the Johnsons a favor at that point, because now you'd absorb some of the moisture that otherwise they would have had to sit on.
All of it.
Saturated.
Yeah, totally. You could have squeezed me out. So I kind of said to them, oh, it's okay, we can move. He's like, no, it's fine. They can sit at this one, which is now somebody else's table. Like, this isn't fixing the problem. It's just shifting it around, really.
Like, the dominoes falling and knocking one by one.
One of those little thumb games where there's so many squares and one blank. So they sat at the other side of the fire, and I'm wet, and now there's a drip falling on my head from like the vines above. So I kind of don't feel like saying here, but we've put in all the time. And I've kindly soaked up all the moisture from the seat. I may as well stay. And then eventually they brought the pizzas out. And I thought, this is quite tasty. It's quite a bit of garlic, but that'll be fine. Oh, my word. it was mad. Like, I couldn't sleep. So strong was this garlic. I'm like literally lying awake with my tongue out because I feel like if it's in my mouth, I might die. Like,
this might not mean you're allergic to garlic. It just might mean you had too much garlic.
But this happens every time I have garlic. This was a particularly bad one. But like, I'll wake myself up from garlic breath because it's so bad.
Once again, that's not liking the smell. That's different. It's like you're not allergic to poo in your bed.
Right.
But if there was a poo in your bed, you probably would wake up.
I'd hope so. Yeah. So anyway, I feel like it's negative effects are far more negative on me than other people go, oh, do you know I really don't like garlic breath? I'm like, yeah, well, it keeps me up for hours at night. To the point that at, I think, 2 a.m., I'm standing in my kitchen chewing on parsley, because I've read this, on a Google thing, and downing Stary Stumpies, thinking that maybe that'll make the parsley more bearable. Like, I don't think that pizza was worth it, to be honest.
No, but what is nice is that what you could maybe do then is have a different pizza for breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you will have enough garlic in your breath already to not have to put garlic on those pizzas, and that might absorb and solve the problems.
I think I'm just going to start asking for no garlic.
Fair enough. That's a good call. So yesterday I went to the pharmacy, and yesterday was Wednesday, if you want to know. We normally record podcasts on Thursday, and this Thursday is a public holiday. So yesterday I went to the pharmacy and I wanted to get something to keep me well and good for Grahamstown, because it can be cold. It's a lot of people in one area. You can pick up stuff quite easily. So I thought, let's get some immune boosters. So that's going to really sort me out. And the first thing I asked was just the innocent question of, are you guys, by any chance, it's long shot, open tomorrow? Because I wouldn't mind getting a flu shot. It would be great if I could come in and get it through the clinic. And this guy looked at me as if I had said the most ridiculous thing in the world. Like, tomorrow's a public holiday. Of course we're not open. It's like, sorry, in the current climate that we are on in society, everything's open in public holidays. Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. Things are really open strange. On Christmas. I mean, I get that they can be closed. I'm not upset that they are, but to kind of look at me as if I had fallen out of a tree.
Yeah, this isn't the early 90s anymore where you can't buy stuff. Where you
had
Sunday.
After Christmas, you had to wait those days until you could spend your money. It's like, no, you can spend it straight away because everything's open.
Yeah.
Except the hippopotamus.
That's a bit annoying.
Yeah. So that was annoying. And then I asked him, okay, I was like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, even though he was rude, I thought, I'll still buy something from you because I'm lazy and I don't want to have to do this again. So then I asked him for something, what would be good to do that? What would be good to boost the immune system? And there was a thing outside that had all the recognizable ones, like the Calcivita, the Viral Guard, all those things. But I always ask, you know, what's the recommend? What's the best thing? And he recommended this thing called Airmune.
Yeah.
Quite a clever name.
I see what they've done there.
Mm. Yeah.
Clever name.
The immune system supporter. And if you look at the back here, it has vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, ginger root extract. It's got the, you know, the whole smorgasbord.
What is zinc?
It's
the thing they make those kitchen sinks out of.
Is it though?
I think so.
Was that a funny joke?
No, I think zinc. I mean, zinc's a metal.
Yeah, so
and you need a little bit of it.
Why is that a good thing to have?
Just keeps you alert. Helps you zinc.
He's like a German. I am zinking.
But Simon, I am sorry to say that you've bought the wrong one.
Okay.
There's two. There's Airmune and there's Air Booster.
Are they made by the same people?
It's like the same font. They both have a kind of gradient from orange to red, but the Air Boost is the other way around. It's like slightly less red than orange.
Jeepers, you really know your immune boosters.
Yeah, well, I learned the hard way because the one that you bought is disgusting.
Like, how disgusting are we talking?
Oh, my goodness. It's so gross. It looks like it's going to be a kind of, it says citrus flavor. Now, that already, I mean, pick a citrus fruit, you know, don't make it generic. right? It's kind of like a raspberry, but it's not a raspberry. Okay. It's red. But it's not right. It says that you have to drink this. It says that you should drink it in like a kind of lukewarm water.
Yeah.
Which we don't drink any drinks at lukewarm. No. When your tea goes lukewarm, you either chuck it down the drain or you heat it up in the microwave.
Yeah.
All right. And it fizzes up. All right.
Okay. Well, that's meant to fizz up.
No, that's
typically
good.
Lukewarm is the worst of the temperatures. Isn't
exactly.
It? Rather be cast out of fiery pits of hell than be lukewarm.
So it is effervescent.
Okay.
The problem is that it forms a brown foam at the top the glass that you cannot get off the glass afterwards.
Like, is it like when you go to the beach and sometimes the water has that kind of foam
on it?
I'm not going near that.
It is exactly like that, and it tastes disgusting.
So you're telling me I shouldn't have bought 2 packs of them?
Oh man, you are gonna regret that
Do you think you can put like sugar in there?
I would also like to say, and it'd be okay. At the top, which I've just noticed, it says D32.2 other traditional Chinese medicine combination product. So,
what have you done?
Is there like rhino horn in here? Anyway, so that's going to suck. I'm sorry.
I mean, it sounds off-putting, but so does a Bovril drink.
What? Yeah.
And we've all tried that, and it's lovely.
I've never tried. I love Bovril. I've never tried a Bovril drink.
Have you ever looked on the lid at the little instructions that say it's much smaller now? I actually noticed this. It's much smaller text than it used to be. I think they used to kind of boast the Bovril drink, and now they're kind of ashamed of it. Yeah. But basically, if you look really, really closely at the lid, it says add a teaspoon of Bovril to a hot cup of water for a beefy drink.
And?
Well, I've never had it.
You've never tried it?
No.
Of course
you haven't tried it. I thought you were saying it was nice.
No, I was trying to back it up because I do love Bovril and I feel like it can do no wrong.
I forgot to try the butter on Weet-Bix.
Okay.
But I'm willing to try it now.
Bovril on Weet-Bix would be good.
You're willing to try it now?
I'm willing to try it right now.
Oh, I don't have any with me right now.
I thought you always have Weet-Bix.
No, that's my folks.
No, people throw it out after they've had the first one. We established this. They go, what is this cardboard box with more cardboard inside? Oh, it's Weet-Bix.
Wait, hang on. This says, do not take if you're hypersensitive to any of the ingredients, aspirin, or MSG. Isn't MSG meant to not be in anything?
Yeah, that's bad.
Why is that? Why have they put that inside here?
Well, it's Chinese medicine.
That's good. If you're hypersensitive to that on any other product, which you are, because I've seen you eat knickknacks. You get particularly jolly.
Well, now I think we have a three-way challenge. I have to eat Weet-Bix with butter. Yeah. You have to try Bovril drink.
Yeah.
And you need to have one of those.
He's planning on having one of those.
It's going to be great. 20 of these, unfortunately.
Dylan, me and you have the best options.
Okay, next week we report back. Bovril drink versus Weet-Bix butter.
Yep. Versus Air Moon.
Versus Air Moon.
Cool.
It's on.
Okay, so we don't have a jingle for this next round, so we're going to have to try to do it live. This might sound horrible. All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whose tweet is this anyway?
Hi, welcome to Whose Tweet Is It Anyway?
Damn it.
That was great.
The jingle was good, just not the follow-up. Hi, welcome to Whose Tweet Is It Anyway?
Hello.
This is the round where Andrew will explain what it is.
Right.
It's never happened before.
Andrew just texted us and said he wanted to do this round.
I mean, I think I can guess from the name. I've got a ballpark idea of what's going to happen.
I've got a feeling that we're going to sit here and we're going to make up a tweet.
Yeah.
And we're going to say the tweet that we've made up, and he has to decide whether it's us.
I think he's going to ask the audience for suggestions of a tweet.
Yeah.
To which we go, it's in an office. And then he goes, all right, so we're in an office and go.
I know what it is. It's going to be, he's going to play us different samples of birds and say which birds
does this
belong to.
That would have been great. And you know what? I would be able to do that because my father-in-law recently got a book with a magical pen that you can point at the page, the picture of the bird, and the pen makes the noise of the bird.
That is magical.
I'm serious.
That is magic. That's interesting.
Anyway.
One of them go like this.
Yes, most of them.
that's my main one.
Okay, well, whose tweet is it anyway?
I speak that language. And what you just said offended me.
Whose tweet is it anyway is none of those things. What it is I have looked up 4 tweets online that famous people have said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I need you to figure out who said which tweet. Whose tweet is it anyway? Stuff that up, but it's okay.
Yeah.
So the three people that
you
I have...
four.
No, there are 4 tweets, but I've got 3 people.
Oh, so one's an odd tweet out.
Well, maybe I've done none from one person.
Uh-huh.
That would be weird. But
maybe one of them isn't on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. So the three people that I've got tweets from are Kanye,
Princess Diana,
Anna Kendrick, and Noel Fielding.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Here we go. The first tweet is, oh God, I just realized I'm stuck with my whole life. I'm stuck with me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That is clearly an
You don't have to
Kendrick.
Buzz in.
I do.
You don't have to. I mean, you do what you want. But.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I did what I wanted.
Yeah?
It's Kendrick.
Why?
Self-deprecating.
Yeah?
I think that's a vibe.
That's not Kanye?
Kanye is a bit Yeah, definitely not.
He would be excited to spend the whole life
for himself. That's a dream come true for him. And then the last one was Fielding.
Yeah.
Could be Fielding too, but I'm going Kendrick.
I'm also leaning more towards Kendrick.
Sorry, she's off the board?
Well, because I would, you know, I probably wouldn't want to spend my whole life with Anna Kendrick.
Spend really? Some time with
you
her.
You don't like her?
She's after made some while, bad choices. Go. Twilight like, movies, Pitch Perfect 2.
Was she in the Twilight movies?
No, I'm just kidding. I like Pitch Perfect 2.
Had a choice in Pitch Perfect 2, really.
No, I'm kidding. I do like her, but I also
she
think
did spend most of Pitch Perfect 2 trying to get out of Pitch Perfect 2.
That is true.
Yeah, I'd spend a lot of my life with Anna Kendrick from Pitch Perfect 1, but very little of it from Pitch Perfect 2.
So you're both going Anna?
Yeah.
Yeah, and but even that's made me feel the way you've responded to my decision has made me go Noel.
Are you going Noel though?
Yeah, I'm going
never,
Noel.
Never don't
okay,
trust
well,
your gut.
The correct answer was Anna.
Damn
yes.
it.
Yeah.
Yes, so boy.
Duh. I was correct the first time.
You were. Okay, the second quote is...
Shame, can we like... Did someone at least respond to her and say... You're pretty cool. Don't worry.
Well, that's exactly what that tweet
you're
is about.
You're going to be okay. Do you think
that's,
so?
That's fishing for compliments.
All right, but
and
then
they
I
would have come in the thousands.
Then I'll say, pity you. I'll quickly go on Twitter now and respond and be like, too bad.
Yeah,
sucks
you're
to
right.
you, Anna.
It's awful.
Well, the second tweet is, I love this video. Very creative. Hmm. Is that Kanye, Anna Kendrick, or Noel Fielding?
I reckon if it's Kanye, it's his own video.
Yeah, that does sound a lot like a Kanye own video self-appraisal.
Yeah.
However, for the sake of going for something else, it could be Noel on a different video because he does certainly like the creative.
He's side. Very creative.
I wouldn't say it's always good creative, but creative nonetheless.
You don't like his art?
I like his art from when he was in the Mighty Boosh. I think post-Boosh Fielding is a bit worrisome.
Maybe he's growing as a person and an artist.
Maybe they're back together and writing more Boosh. Wouldn't
man,
that be fun?
That would be amazing.
I'm going Noel.
I'm going Kendrick again.
You know that back on Kendrick, yeah. Wait, did you say Kendrick again?
Yeah.
Since Renee Zellweger had that infamous plastic surgery to kind of open up her face a bit, Anna Kendrick is now the person who looks like she sucked on the most lemons. Take that, Anna Kendrick. Still love you. In
okay, so
I don't understand. Sorry, going back to Renee Zellweger, because I saw those photos where she looked like not Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
But now I've just seen the trailer for Bridget Jones's Diary 3.
Better fix it in post.
And she looks exactly the same as she did in those. Yeah. So what's happened?
Yeah.
Maybe it happened and she's like, oh, what have I done?
I'm getting no roles.
And just went back to what she did before. I don't know. It's
well,
none of my business.
Time to cast your votes.
Anna Kendrick.
Noel.
Kendrick, Noel. You're both wrong. It was Kanye.
Oh,
was
it his Simon, own video? Never don't go with your own gut.
I can't remember if it was
it had to be,
his own video.
Probably.
But probably.
Certainly wasn't a Taylor Swift video.
Hey?
No.
Hey?
Because of that thing that happened.
Hey?
Can you just let me finish?
At those one awards.
Okay. Here's the next tweet. Breaking news. Queen saved London from giant moth attack. Kiss.
Fielding.
Yeah, definitely Fielding.
Yeah, that's Fielding. I just wanted to include that. I mean, obviously Fielding.
Very nice.
But I mean, I haven't been following the news. Did that happen?
Yes, no, it did. Yeah, he's turned into a news reporter.
That's interesting. I saw
he's
an
in the
interesting
field.
Thing. The Queen turned 90, or is still going to, or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her birthday, but it's not unofficial. Blah blah blah. And she wore a very green dress,
yes.
And the internet went wild and green screened out her dress,
yeah.
And put on all these other things.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say is that is very funny and I laughed at it, but it's still images. You can just stick anything over a still image. Why did they have to green screen out her dress? If they'd showed videos of her doing her speech and they'd... you know, green screened out her dress then and had moving images on it, I'd be like, wow, that's super funny.
No, someone did that.
I could just stick what I, you know, anything over her green dress and go, look what I've done. I've just used paint.
No, one person put footage of Queen playing a song behind.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which is, I thought was quite good.
In a live video?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
a video of her kind of waving.
I guess I didn't do my full research, but the thumbnail on the one BuzzFeed...
yeah,
thing it was that just, I saw. Yeah. I thought that's funny, but still images. You can just do that to anything in that image.
Yeah.
You put a Tyrannosaurus on the side. You didn't need green there to do it.
Well, the final tweet is, what if Kanye made a song about Kanye?
Beep.
Kendrick.
Kanye. I think he is not you know, big enough to not talk to himself in the third person.
He is very full of himself.
Yeah, so
I think that's Kendrick having a little jab at Kanye.
A little dig.
Because she found herself thrust into those kinds of, you know, echelons of celebrity with her runaway hit, Pitch Perfect. And suddenly she needed to start going, whoa, I appear to have a bit of attitude in that film. I'm going to do this tweet. Let's see what happens. Oh, it's worked out really well. Andrew's talking about it on a quiz.
Yeah, well, it has worked out very well. For Simon, it's Kanye.
Yeah, of course it's Kanye.
Yeah, Kanye likes to talk about himself. You've got to really look hard for a tweet where he's not talking about himself.
It's really weird.
In the third person.
I know, that's why I went for the tweet, because I thought I might trick you, and I did.
You clearly did.
Yeah.
It's really weird that they would call something a runaway hit as if it's a good thing, because most people's experience with running away isn't very good. Either they're running away because life is horrible and they've run away, or they're running away because they've had an argument with their parents and they're like 11 years old and they've just run to the corner of the street and then run back again, which has been a failed runaway attempt, so that's not good either.
Yeah.
So they should really just change it up.
If my kid does that and comes back, I'm going to be like, no.
Go back to that
corner. Run a little further. Learn something.
It's a big world.
Yeah. Well, I can reveal at the end of whose tweet is it anyway, we have a tie. The first round is a tie.
Sweet. Wow. How can we do a tie break?
I don't have any more quotes.
Just
so.
think of a tweet, and then we'll say who's most likely to have said it.
Okay.
And then you decide.
I'm trying to remember. There was one that I saw. Boom.
That's definitely Angel Noel Fielding. Campy.
No, this is still, out of those still three? One of the three, yeah.
Noel Fielding.
Anna Kendrick.
I think it was Noel Fielding, so yes. Simon theoretically wins the game.
That's theoretical great. Wins, don't put bread on the table. I feel like, didn't she say boom a crap load in those Pitch Perfect films? Like, oh yeah, boom. Like clicking while she's
yeah, but you may not have tweeted while she was doing
like
that.
She wasn't like cutting and pasting the script into her tweet.
Strong resentment for Anna Kendrick in Pitch Perfect. I don't know where it comes from.
I like her.
Is it true? Is it false? True or false?
Welcome to True or False, the round in which we present some kind of a statement to the other guys, and they have to ask a couple questions and then discern, is it true or false? Points will be awarded thusly.
I like it.
This themed True or False is around high school. Who's got something to present?
I've got a great fact. In high school, there was one day where I didn't speak for the whole day.
That's very interesting. I've often thought about doing that, but I haven't got around to it.
Well, I say whole day, I mean like the school day.
Oh, so when you got home,
you
could talk about your day.
So
it was very uneventful.
High school, prep school?
High school.
Oh, high school's much harder.
It's a high school themed round.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You should have paid attention. You've wasted the question. If this was 20 questions, you would have wasted the question.
I was too busy coming up with a lie.
Why did you decide to do it?
Boredom. It's kind of one of the reasons I guess decided to do a lot of things in high school. My friend Gareth, I don't know how we had fallen upon the decision, but we thought it would be quite funny.
No chance Gary did this.
No, he didn't do it. We thought it would be quite funny if I could see if I could get away with not speaking to anyone throughout the day, especially to teachers, because I was like, to not speak to your peers, it's kind of okay.
Was it like depressingly easy?
Well, nobody spoke to you either.
Well, what actually happened is, I mean, I did drama at school, but near the end. So, you know, I had this in my ability, in my acting ability to pretend that I had a kind of a sore throat.
Was it like you did drama at school or drama followed you around at school?
You had the ability to say you had a sore throat by not speaking to anyone.
No, I mean, I could act, like my acting was good enough to sort of, because by the time we got into like, I think it was probably halfway through first period or second period, it became quite clear that there's going to be no way of just not responding to a teacher or speaking. I'd have to at least have some sort of excuse for not speaking.
Just point at your throat.
So I was able to be like, you know... that kind of thing. Then Gary would vouch for me and say that I had I had laryngitis.
So you still had a voice. Gary just said everything.
But that's not your most desirable voice you can have in the world. Gary's voice. So yeah, no. And I managed to get through the whole day. He obviously knew I didn't have laryngitis, but he was just claimed it on my behalf.
Like, I can't understand how, as soon as people worked out that you weren't saying anything for the day and this was a challenge, that they didn't like try to take advantage of you in some way or another. Like, say, "Hey, Simon, can I have a sandwich?" What? Oh, sorry, I'll just take it.
Well, I do still have a head and hands and I can gesture in various ways.
Well, you could have headbutted them with. Yeah. What, within high school, is this grade 8, grade 12?
This would have been grade 9.
Grade 9.
Grade 9?
Oh, very, very nice.
I thought you were doing drama towards the end of high school.
Yeah, I know, but I said I had it in me.
Interesting. Who was your teacher?
Flip, I don't remember that.
Well, that's convenient.
Grade 9. Grade 8 was Mrs. Moisey. Grade 9.
That's a nervous laugh.
Might have been... Grade 9 might have been Mrs. Masaryk.
Oh, here we go. Mrs. Masaryk has come up before.
She
was
indeed
a sexy man teacher or something. Oh, just placing little truth bombs, little nuggets of truth. I know that he was friends with Gary for a while. I know that Mrs. Masaryk exists.
I don't think Simon could make it through the day.
I know he thinks he's a good actor.
Yeah.
All three of these things.
I'm going to say no. Like, you may have tried, but I don't think you've made it through. So, no.
Yeah. That shows very little faith in
me. What happened in the assembly when you had to read out, like, the school scores?
Well, luckily, I never had to do that. So the worst would have been I would have been in assembly not singing the Lord's Prayer or something like that.
Were you in... were you a monitor or a, what did you call them in high school? A prefect?
Lizards.
I wasn't.
Sorry.
A monitor lizard.
I was not a monitor lizard in high school.
Okay.
True. I was also not a prefect. I wasn't popular enough to be a prefect. It's probably because I didn't talk.
Not all the prefects in my year were got the popular vote. I think the academia ones kind of fell on the other side of the fence. Okay, I'm going to say that it's false.
Yeah, also.
All right. Well, you are both right.
Yay!
It is false. I did not do that. Although I
think think about it?
No, but I think I would have gotten away with it had I tried.
Well, that's easy to say, surely. Very good.
Okay, I got a nosebleed in the middle of a rugby practice, but it wasn't due to rugby.
This is one of your soccer. Ball came flying up.
This is one of
next door.
Your non-story stories.
Yeah.
It's like I just am more susceptible to nosebleeds and got a nosebleed.
Yeah,
it's going to be the story behind this.
No, it wasn't just.
Is it because the air is much thinner where your head is from where ours is?
Is it because like you were playing rugby and then suddenly this dusty cat ran past?
No.
So wait, you're saying you played rugby?
Yeah, I did. So this is prep school.
But you're so. Well, that's interesting. You didn't stick to the brief at all.
Oh, yeah.
False. Yeah. Didn't happen in high school. You're so kind of mild-mannered. The gentle giant, some might say.
He couldn't have lasted a rugby long. He must have eventually been like, I don't want to hurt anyone. I'm out of here. Hurting people hurts me.
No, yeah. I mean, I played all the way through prep school and then a little bit of high school.
A long match.
I gave...
No wonder you got a nosebleed.
The ref went home. We didn't have a whistle.
Did your mom say, you can't play rugby anymore, my boy. You've had a nosebleed.
No. No. No, okay, no.
So how did you get this nosebleed if it wasn't rugby?
Well, so it was during the practice and we had a team building exercise where it was split into two teams and you had to make a human pyramid.
Okay.
And the pyramid collapsed on me and I face planted into the ground.
Clumsy.
I don't know.
Why would they not put you on the top? That's what I'm wondering.
What are you talking about? Why would I be on the top?
Surely it's just one person could have gotten on your shoulders and then would have been the tallest pyramid.
Yeah. If only they built pyramids that way. Just one block on top of each other.
I had two human pyramids on either side of me and then they're built on top of me.
Okay, so already I'm thinking in terms of gravity...
Yeah.
I don't know if you would get a nosebleed from... Because you wouldn't have necessarily fallen on your nose. If you're the bottom guy, it's less chaos. You can kind of protect yourself a bit more when it collapses.
It's true. Was it like, oh, we're falling. Arms out to the sides.
Oh, we're falling. I'm just going to flip onto my back.
Somebody crush me. I feel like you are susceptible to the human pyramid from scouts and youth activities.
Yeah.
These are often things that come up in icebreakers or nosebreakers
in
your case.
Yeah, it's super fun for... like short people, human pyramids. Oh, cool. Where are you going to be? At the top, where it's fun.
It
great.
Is great.
You get to like climb up on other people. You get to put the boot in if you have
a
grudge.
What made this human pyramid topple over?
I mean, what makes a human pyramid topple over?
I assume one of the bottom pillars was huge, like Andrew. The whole thing was unbalanced.
I don't know. Like a wobbly arm.
And who was the person that hit you in the nose then?
No. I face planted into the ground.
Ah, see, I just don't... Face pull into the ground.
Ah, tell me this.
Yeah.
Were you doing it? What? Where were you doing it?
It was on the rugby field.
You see, a nose can quite happily pierce a rugby field without breaking.
Yeah, but it can also just start bleeding profusely if you smash your face into it.
It probably went straight into a stud hole. That's perfectly.
You're sorted.
I do have a stud-shaped nose.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to say, based on the fact that I think you've been part of a bunch of human pyramids, I can see it in my mind that this did happen.
I'm going to say no, because I don't believe that this would be a team-building exercise in a rugby game.
Oh, yeah, there's also that. Why are they doing human pyramids? Because
you're so au fait with rugby
training. Why aren't they pushing the scrum machine around? Look, it's like, hey, guys, we're going to practice. This is the thing that cheerleaders do, not rugby players. Damn it.
I got a nosebleed from shaking a pom-pom. All right, I'm saying no.
It is false. It's completely false. Yeah. I did once get a nosebleed during rugby, but it was just a random nosebleed. That was my... I knew you'd say that's a Hold boring on. Story.
Hold on. That's a boring story. Then. Why? I feel like I deserve the point then.
Why?
The fact you presented was I got a nosebleed in rugby and it wasn't from the rugby.
Yeah.
Then you started telling some bollocks. I said in the start, I said at the end that the fact that you presented is true.
That is true.
Point to me. Yeah, that's, well done. What is that? 3 points. A try.
No, it's
five.
That's a conversion.
Oh, whatever. I don't watch sport.
All right. Dill, what is your story?
Here's one that you'll find shocking. When I was in high school...
Can I just stop you right there? Is this going to end in you crying and having no friends? Because then I'm saying it's true. all your high school stories are like,
crying or having no friends. How sad.
Had no friends.
I can't remember. I don't remember that, having no friends. I think you added that part in. True as it may be. Okay. Well, the fact is that I was, when I auditioned for Grease, I was offered the part of Danny Zuko.
Okay.
But decided on my own fear of what that might entail to bow out.
Okay, this is interesting. And I can confirm with you, Andrew, that Dylan was in Grease. He played the made-up character, Dwayne, or something like that.
It was Dwight, thank you very much. And he still had real lines of dialogue. Whatever. Okay, to make this clear for those who haven't heard this yet, there were... about, I don't know how many T-Birds there are in the film, let's say 6, and 8 people that they felt could be main cast. And so they shared out the lines of the 6 amongst 8, which included a made-up guy called Dwight, who I was, and some other made-up person. And there was also like Betty Sue, who I don't remember from the film. But
sweaty boobs.
Yeah, I do remember that from the film. And so, yes, I ended up as this Dwight character.
All right, so What were you afraid of? Why did you say no? So
I thought, can he sing? Yes. Can he act? Yes. Can he dance? Okay. Hells no. Because I can't particularly dance well now. And back then, even less so.
Was that only it? Was it just the dancing thing?
Well, obviously, it didn't get to the... it wasn't on the second night I went... Oh, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I must have thought through all the complications. There'd be way more lines, actual lines to learn.
Okay.
But I think the thought of having to dance on the stage in front of people I did know and people I didn't was probably the main one that tipped.
And by offered, do you mean they were like, here is this role, it's yours if you say yes?
No, they said, I am it. They put up the casting, that sheet that everyone gathers around. Right. Because I'd auditioned with, this is how I got it, I was very sneaky, auditioned with Candice Mazzolini, who got the part of Sandy, and we did like a duet together, chemistry, they could be our Danny and Sandy.
Oh, and then you just like left her in the lurch.
Well, yes.
Well, how could a friend, she was fine with it, how could she be fine with that?
She wasn't going to... It wasn't like, you know, if I drink the Kool-Aid, everyone has to kind of thing. She still wanted to be Sandy with or without me. Not that that was the song we auditioned with.
So, this is interesting for a couple of reasons.
Did you see the play? I can't remember. I know a couple of the gang saw it when I was in it.
I must have. So
you might remember me from that blob in the background. He chirped in every half hour. Has had a line to say.
Who's that guy?
Why is he wearing a T-bird jacket? Who'd he steal that from?
Yeah. Okay. He's meant to be a tree. So it's interesting because the guy that did end up playing Danny, like, was the more obvious choice.
So, that's harsh.
So wait, hold on. Did this guy who played Danny have friends?
No. So the guy
who did certainly dance.
The guy who did end up playing Danny was a guy that could sing, could act, and could dance.
Was his name in real life like Tyrell?
Close.
Devon.
That's a classic,
but exotic
name.
So
it does sound like a name.
So it makes it interesting to think that that they would have offered it to you if he was in the running at that point, because they would have gone, "Well, this is the obvious three, where Dill has the obvious two, and you know, just statistically, three better than two." So
why are you bringing me down, Simon? Why are you taking this opportunity?
Why are you only rating him 3 out of 10?
No, this is not out of 10. This is out of 3.
Oh, it's like, that's such a weird rating system.
The trifecta. Can he sing, dance, and act?
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. I missed that.
So that really makes me think,
well,
no.
Well, to address that point, he wasn't in the running at that point, okay, as you so put it.
I mean, you could have just made that up in the slide that you're saying.
Well, obviously.
So it's hard to know. The other thing is that I remember Dylan quite liking Candace, and I think he would have really liked to be the Danny
to her
Sandy.
We were just good friends at that stage. I liked her in grade A. This was grade 12.
Okay. Well, maybe the flame could have reignited.
Yeah.
So I'm saying no, but I might be wrong.
Yeah, we did audition together based on a good friendship, but...
I mean, the story is you chickening out. That's the...
Well,
that's the story.
It's got to be true then, doesn't it?
I'm going to say true. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take your bait and say true.
You didn't see the play, did you?
No, why would I
just watch it? It's on VHS. Very, very gladly. We did 4 nights, which I ended up singing my one solo part quite nicely on 3 of the nights.
Boring.
The one night, I croaked, and my voice just disappeared completely. My face went red, and I turned around, and that was the night that they filmed. So that's on everyone's tape. It's the worst. I literally cannot watch it. I have to fast forward over it. It's too hard to watch.
So
harrowing.
You knew he was in it.
Yeah.
So why did you say that?
That's not the thing.
That's not the thing. The thing is that he was offered the main.
Oh yes, of course.
Main role.
For some reason, I feel like you've got to listen.
I'm
when
struggling. These stories are so in depth.
I ended up as Dwight, the made up character who stole lines from the script from other characters.
Well, I've got to stick with my answer.
Okay, Simon.
You know what I'm saying. I'm saying it's false. I think you would have taken it. if you offered.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it is false.
Yes.
But I maintain that I wouldn't have.
No, I don't think you wouldn't have. I think you wouldn't have taken it for different reasons.
I'm so confused. Yeah? What did you do?
What did I do?
What happened?
Sandy, Candace and I auditioned together. Right. That part is true.
Okay.
I was not anywhere near offered the role of Danny.
Right.
But I was offered the role of Dwight.
Right.
Who was a made-up character.
Okay.
But I was still a T-Bird.
Yeah, okay. See, I would have thought that you, if you had been offered the full one, you might have said no because you were too shy. If you'd given that reason...
That's the same thing.
It's not really the same thing.
That's exactly the same thing.
There's a difference
between shyness.
If you'd used
your own logic, I would have had a point, yeah? What do you think is the natural thing between being shy and not wanting to dance in front of people?
Well, because I think
you would have... They're the exact same thing.
No, I think you might have been shy about the singing and acting part as well. You might have thought, I just don't know, because you hadn't done a lot of it up until that point.
No, it was the dancing, except it wasn't. This is all made up.
Oh my word. I missed that laughter. I heard this weird sound. It almost sounded like music from the quiz. Oh, there it is!
These are getting less creative.
The quiz!
Quiz time. It's Ben Affleck quiz.
Finally.
Ben Affleck quiz?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Current Batman. Waiting. Future non-Batman.
Since the renaissance of Affleck, I've been waiting for him to come up in a quiz.
Have you been Googling him, searching, learning
constantly.
Him?
Well, Ben Affleck seems like a really boring guy. That's all I can say. From trying to find facts about him. But anyway, we're going to press on.
So beep, Matt Damon.
We're going to start with...
I've really got a point.
With Berand Aflonthnek 1.
Goodness gracious.
What?
Berand Aflonthnek.
Isn't this... Shouldn't you have not done Ben Affleck once you realized that? Just gone, this isn't going to work.
No choice. Well, question one.
Yeah.
When he was little, he asked his mom for a dog. And she tested him by making him do what?
Beep.
You beeped him first.
I did, yeah. He had to carry an egg around, and if it broke, he couldn't keep the dog.
Okay, the egg trick is incorrect. Simon?
He had to go to a friend or neighbor's house that had a dog and pick up the dog do.
It's incorrect.
He had to himself act as a dog for his mom, and she would take him on walks.
You're wrong, but you're getting closer.
Goodness gracious.
He had to name 20 breeds of dogs.
No.
He had to carry walk something that's not a dog.
Is the right answer. Yeah. He had to fake walk a dog for a number of weeks.
Sweet.
Hectic.
And he didn't do it.
Did he have one of those novelty dog
collars?
Collars. Those are the best.
I don't think so. I think he just had to go for a walk, like, daily.
And he got bored. Didn't do it.
No, he didn't do it. Didn't get the dog.
Typical Ben Affleck, though. Yeah. Does things but doesn't do a good job with them. Dawn of Justice.
Well, question two is, he and Matt
Some
Damon
is the best part of that.
You know, they
best friends.
But tell me what do they share in terms of
beep
a partner?
No, a partner.
Yeah, they like had the same girlfriend for a while.
No.
This is a financial related thing. What do they share?
They own an island together.
Incorrect.
Beep. They own a car
they
together.
Have a bank
incorrect.
Account together.
Is the right answer, Simon? Well done.
Together,
it's a bank account.
I was thinking of bank slogans today, tomorrow, together.
Question three. In 2001, he did a stint in rehab for alcohol abuse. But which famous actor personally drove him to the rehab center?
Beep. Robin Williams.
That's not right. No.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No. But
Matt Damon.
I will tell you, it's an incredibly surprising choice and ironic choice.
Beep. Bill Cosby?
No.
Ironic choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Jack Nicholson.
No.
It's obviously someone that's had a troubled.
Oh wait, beep.
I know exactly who it is. Jason Mewes.
No.
Alanis Morissette.
Beep. No.
The ironic
Kevin
choice.
Smith. No, this is. Okay, this is a person who has basically. He's become infamous.
Beep. Pete. Like, Doherty.
Infamous.
Like was rehab. Headline news for, like, ages a couple of years ago.
I don't really follow the goss.
Yeah, I already said Robert Downey Jr. So
no, like bigger, like
Johnny Depp,
like much bigger than like that in terms of press. A complete meltdown.
Actress.
Actor.
Oh, beep,
actor.
Beep, beep,
Amy
Charlie
Winehouse.
Sheen.
Is the right answer.
Complete meltdown. There.
Charlie Sheen got him into rehab. Crazy. Yeah. The last question is, how much did the engagement ring he bought for Jennifer Lopez cost?
Beep.
Closest answer wins.
Beep. It's going to be $20 million.
$20 million.
$21 million.
Simon was closer. It was $3.5 million. So you guys were way off.
Yo, he is cheap, eh?
Yeah.
Should have gotten a $20 million ring.
Round two is an abbreviated The Good, the Bad, and the IMDb. And cool. You need to put the top rated feature films that he's been in order. Okay. Best is first.
Okay.
Here they are: Gone Girl, Dazed and Confused, Good Will Hunting.
Beep. Alright, I'm gonna go with Good Will Hunting, Gone Girl, and the third one, Dazed and Confused.
I'm going to go with the exact same thing.
Well, you both get 3 points.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Nice. It's almost like that round didn't happen.
Yeah, it is, a little bit. So, congratulations. Good Will Hunting was 8.3 on IMDb. Okay. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
Have you seen Gone Girl?
Yes.
I haven't. I'm not going to.
I don't think you'll enjoy it.
I won't. Round.
There's blood.
And more than just a nosebleed.
Can I, at this point, give a shout out to your neighbors?
Yeah.
Big shout out. Yeah. They are definitely living it up down there.
Potent shout out. Do you want to just lower some fruit down? They might be hungry.
I think they might want some Weet-Bix.
Yeah. Question. Imagine you just lowered down 5 Weet-Bixes covered in butter.
Yeah, I think they'd be more soaked if it was Weet-Bix.
Round three is finished the
croissant.
Quote. The first quote is, there's something really great and romantic about being poor and sleeping on
beep the street.
Incorrect.
A bed of cash.
No, it's incorrect.
How weird, can you though,
beep? Yeah, that would
be beep. Work.
Cardboard?
No.
A bench.
Getting closer. No.
Beep. A field?
No.
A one person bed, a single bed.
No.
A broken mattress.
Nope.
What was the quote?
There's something really great and romantic about being poor and sleeping on
beep the land.
No, something in this room.
The couch.
Is the right answer. Dylan got in there. First, okay. I find forgiveness to be really...
therapeutic.
Rewarding.
Incorrect, Dylan. Incorrect, Simon.
Annoying.
Incorrect.
Humbling.
No.
Taxing.
Does start with an H. No.
Humiliating.
No.
Honoring.
No.
House.
Yep. If it's like a synonym of
helpful,
No.
Hurtful.
No. if it's good for you,
healthy.
Yeah, Simon, well done. Also
yes.
You didn't beep though.
Beep healthy.
Healthy.
You didn't beep. Dylan gets one, the point.
Brilliant.
Unfortunately, what? Simon,
I like
did not
how
beep.
Much you stick to the rules.
That's a bit unfair.
Like I'm not the most loathsome man in the world. I've dropped a number.
Beep 2.
No.
Beep 3.
No.
Beep 4.
No.
Beep 5.
Truth bombs.
Beep 6.
No.
Beep 7.
No.
Beep 1.
I mean, you're not even
numbers, is it?
You're not even taking part.
What? I'm trying to figure out what Simon's doing.
I'm not the most loathsome man in the world. I've dropped a number
of swear words.
No.
I don't understand. What do you mean it's not a number?
You are on the right track.
Beep 10.
No.
Beep 11. Beep 12. Beep 100.
I love how you literally missed the one number.
Beep 8. Beep 9.
Yes, the right answer is 9.
What does that
there
mean?
We go.
I lost the plot?
He's just making a joke or something.
He's dropped like he's not number 1 anymore. He's a different number.
Yeah, he's not number 9.
I've dropped two number 9.
Yeah.
You said I've dropped a number 9.
I said I dropped two number 9.
Well, I heard it all wrong. Which some would say my answer was correct then for another parallel quiz.
Okay, we're going to move on to round 4, which is distant relative, which is Batman. So these are just some Batman facts, not specifically the movie.
Why did you pronounce it wrong?
Batman.
Isn't it pronounced da-na-na-na-na-na-na Batman?
I think it might be.
Okay.
Yeah, what's
I don't have the rights to the da-na-na-na. What?
I'm doing my own bit of comedy on the side.
Thank you. Yeah. Question 1.
I'm very much the Robin to this conversation.
Question 1. Who voiced the Joker in classic early 90s animated series Batman Mask of the Phantasm as well as Arkham Asylum and Arkham City video game?
Mark Hamill.
Don't know who beeped in first.
It was me. Definitely.
And I'm definitely going to say the thing that Dylan isn't saying. So I'm going to say Adam West.
Okay, well, Dylan's correct, so Dylan gets the point.
Sweet.
I should have changed my answer, but I was too good to do
I
that.
I thought that was going to need some helping.
You were too good
helping.
To do that.
Yeah, I was too... I don't know what the right word is. Instead of in later.
So, won't do that. Question 2 is, Batman exists in real life as a city in which Mediterranean country? Mediterranean's a stretch, but...
Brazil.
No, that's
Fiji.
Really not Mediterranean.
I don't know what
Fiji is not Mediterranean.
No,
you know the Mediterranean?
None of us know anything about
beep China.
It's like kind of near the Mediterranean.
Is it Africa?
Oh my goodness.
Beep the equator. Is that a country?
Portugal.
Beep
no.
Ireland.
Spain.
No.
Greece.
No.
Croatia.
Beep Italy.
Getting closer. No.
Beep France.
No.
Italy.
No. Beep Poland.
Did you say that?
No, you're wrong. No.
Beep
say
Croatia.
Say another thing.
You were getting closer Angola. With Croatia, I think.
Getting closer geographically.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to help me.
This is a
beep
place
Yemen.
Where South Africans at the moment are... going on holiday, it's cheap, it's
beep
nice. It's like
Madagascar,
no.
Beep wasn't beep.
Turkey.
Is the right answer. There's a city in Turkey called Batman.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And there's a mayor who tried to sue DC, I think.
What?
Yeah.
That's so great.
Okay, so the third question is, name a character that inspired Batman's wardrobe.
Beep.
Simon.
Catwoman.
Superman.
No.
Well,
there are three. There are three people.
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
No.
For the belt.
No.
Funny answer though, maybe.
I mean,
we don't do that anymore.
No. Oh, okay. I didn't laugh.
Dracula
is one of them. Yes, correct.
The Count of Monte Cristo.
No.
The Phantom of the Opera.
No. There's one that I've heard of. The other one you won't get. So
Nosferatu.
This is a. Oh man, I'm gonna get in trouble
Vladimir
here.
Putin.
I would say South American hero.
The Lone Ranger.
No.
Beep Davy Crockett.
Speedy Gonzales.
I think the cape was is the right answer.
And
that's the only you're not gonna get the other one, which is the Shadow.
No, I probably wouldn't have done that.
Anyway, okay. And the final question.
It used to be my name in Laser Quest. Shadow. The shadow has killed you naught times. That was terrible.
Was he even in the game? It's hard to tell. He's a shadow.
Right, the last question of this week's quiz is, which Australian city named after John Batman was originally called Batmania?
Tasmania.
No, it's an Australian city.
Sorry. Beep Sydney.
But
beep
I like your...
Beep Melbourne.
Is the right answer, Simon.
Which
well
one?
Done. Melbourne was
yay
great.
You pronounced it Melbourne, though.
You did.
It's named after beep the Bourne Melbourne identity.
Yeah. And I guess that shows us at the end of the quiz it's a tie with 9
again
points each.
Okay, can we do a thing of how name the most people who've played Batman?
Can
I just say that one of those points I did say but buzzed in late, so in theory it should kind of lean more towards
that's a bit cheeky, I think.
Who is yeah. Okay, so the tiebreak question is, Christian Bale
yes
refused to do the Batman movies
beep,
unless they excluded
beep
one character
beep. Oh, never mind.
Yes, Dylan.
Robin
is the right answer.
I win the quiz.
Dylan wins the quiz, 10 points to 9.
I'm just trying to think of some technicality, getting an answer right. Trying
didn't
to think
he also
of...
refuse no, to do it if it had like nipples on the suit or something strange like that? I think one of the actors had something to say about the nipples.
I think you've
that would have been a great quiz question.
You know, the bits of text at the bottom of memes over people's faces isn't necessarily the stuff they say.
That's a meme.
What is the tune from Batman? Besides the na-na-na-na-na-na one. I'm thinking like Hans Zimmer one.
I don't know.
Yes. Thank you. I'm the shadow that tiptoes in the night. I'm Darkwing Duck. Thanks for listening, everyone. And be sure to listen next week for a very special last one for a while.
Indeed. We'll be chatting Grahamstown. We'll be chatting Andrew's forthcoming Spawn. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be lots of fun. Maybe we'll do it extra long. Maybe we'll do it extra short. Who knows? Yeah. But next week is the last one in a while.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.